One second. Oh, I forgot. Okay. One second.
Firstly, try to say something which I think is hopefully part of Rashi in the parasha.
It says the Orers. You have the 11 Orers in the parasha. The last one is Orer Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTeira HaZois Lasois Oisa V'Amar Kol HaMam. So there's many different opinions what the Orer is for. So Rashi writes, Kan Kolal Es HaTeira Kula. This is an Orer on the entire Torah. V'Kiblu Aleim Ba'ala Uvishvur. And they were Makabal the Torah on themselves Ba'ala Uvishvur. So right away, just reading the Rashi, Yesh Lehoyer, that last line in Rashi doesn't seem to have any mokum. The first line, okay, the first line's good. He's saying it's an R for the whole Torah. If a person does anything in the whole Torah, he gets an R. But why did he write V'kiblu aleihem ba'ala uvishvu? What does it do with anything? What's he trying to get at? There's also, the Ramban has a ha'or on Rashi. He brings Rashi's pshat. And he says, I think that that you have to be medayik in the lashon of the chumash. It doesn't say orer asher lo yase es divrei haTorah zeis, which would be like Rashi, like anybody who doesn't keep anything. It says yakim. So he says yakim isn't the same thing as yase. Yakim is, he brings like in the Megillah, kimu v'kiblo means accept. So he says that what the Pasuk is saying, an Orer, is for somebody who doesn't accept something in the Torah, which he says is two ways. Either he doesn't accept it because he doesn't believe in it, or he doesn't accept it because he says he's just never going to keep it. Batal Olam, which he says is basically Kaifrim Umoradim, which I guess means respectively. Kaifrim, he doesn't believe one of them. Or Moradim, he says, I'm not doing that one. So it's an Orer for that kind of person that he's not Mekabel. But on Rashi's pshat, he doesn't like, because then it should have said Lo Yase.
Who's he again?
The Ramban. That's Ramban's tain on Rashi. So first, I just want to say what I think is the Poshet pshat in Rashi to explain these two kashas, what he was driving at there with the Kiblu Aleim Ba'alu Shavua, and why Taka does it say Yokim.
Didn't they make a shvua already from Har-Sinai?
Well, you mean Mushba Ba'imri Har Sinai? There is.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, you have to know where that Shavua is. Where does it say that Shavua? Yeah. Maybe this one right here.
Maybe this is the Shavua.
Oh, well, okay. Well, Mavish, get there pretty soon.
Kisisa says the Shavua. After the second Dibros, doesn't it say
Kaimis Bris? Oh, it's a Bris. Hinei Onoichi Kairis Bris.
Right.
So really, it said the Gemara, the Chumash says, in today's parsha, it does say Eila Divrei Habris Asher Koras BeAvis Moav Milvad Habris Asher Koras Itam BeChayriv.
Right.
So you see that there was some kind of bris that was there from Chayriv already. It does say that. Okay. So what I just want to say, what I think pshat in Rashi is that all these orers, even though they look that they're all the same kind of idea, all 11 of them, I think that Rashi had a kasha, and he's coming to answer that. If it's true, so then it comes out very funny, because it gives you 10 things. If he does one of those 10 things, it's Orer. Then it says, Orer if you do anything wrong. Right? So you wasted all your ink already. You could have just said that already right away. And then you won't have to say any of the things. Just say one big thing, like 10 little things and then anything. So Mimela, I think that Rashi holds, and I say arrive from the Gemara in a minute, the first 10 of them are like a einish. It's saying, if somebody does this, he's going to get cursed. If he does this, he's going to get cursed. All the first 10 things are saying, a bad thing will happen to him. The 11th one is really, that's what Rashi is trying to say, is really kibluha aleihem ba'ala ushvua. They're swearing that they're going to keep the whole Torah. It's not a punishment issue. Meaning, we have to know there's a thing in the Torah called the Shavuos HaOlah. Like we have in the Saita, V'yishbi'a Knesset Isha B'Shavuos HaOlah. And again, we're going to have it in Nitzavim, where it says, V'hoya B'shamoy La'avracha B'vris Hashem HaLekecha U'va'alasoy. And that is, which is, there's like a kind of a shvua that a person says, I swear that I'll do it, and if Chalila he breaks it, he should get a curse. It's like a very strong promise to do it. That's a shvua sa'ala. So the pshat is, the 11th one is not a punishment at all. That's not the point of it. The point is that they're swearing that they're going to keep the whole Torah, and if not, they should get punished for it. So it's not the same thing as the other ones.
They're not to keep it. They're going to accept it.
They're accepting the Torah, like the words of Rashi said. The kiblu aleihem. That's what Rashi's trying to explain to you.
So
Kan kolos so Torah kula.
Torah comes from the punishment comes from the failure to accept.
From the failure, oh, if he fails, I don't know about that. I don't know if you could say ad kedei kach that, because then, I mean, if the person is accepting it, so then he has no chance of failing. Like, it's a waste of time, you know what I mean? It's like a waste of time. I say, I'm swearing, and if I don't swear, I should get cursed. So, what, you just did it, so, what, you know. I think it means if I break my Kabbalah, as I'm making a very strong Kabbalah to keep everything, if I break this, if I break my Kabbalah by not doing what I was makabel, something bad will happen. So it's
Oh, hey, so they're about to tow a Lexus. It's parked right outside the door. Anybody has one?
A what?
Lexus.
Lexus.
We're parked right outside the downstairs door of the shul.
No. Okay. So, the difference is the first 10 are ancient. It's saying if somebody breaks this din, he's going to get a kolala. If he breaks this din, he's going to get a kolala. The 11th one is not a kolala for breaking the din. It's saying we're being mekabel the Torah with a strong shvuah. And the makor of that this was going on here is clear because it says in this is, of course, this whole thing is Hashem is saying what they're going to say at Hagrizim. This is not happening now.
Right.
It's saying you should do it. Now it says in Saita that they were makabel the entire, Klal Yisrael's makabel the entire Torah three times. They did it once by Har Sinai, once by Arvas Mayav, and once by Har Grizim. And the pasuk is, this pasuk the Gemara brings, Arash Arlakim is Dibre Torah Zayis. So you see that the Gemara is saying that they were makabel. It's not just punishments. It's saying that they're being makabel of it. So, but in other words, it comes out that the first 10, you could have, if you learned the Gemara in Saita, that looks like all 11 could be Kabbalahs. But from the way I understand from Rashi, he's saying the 11th was Mekabal, the other 10 were ancient. And I think I have a pretty nice raya to Rashi from the Gemara. From a Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos says, Amen. That when a person says Amen, it could be one of three things. Amen boy shvuah. The first one is Amen could be a shvuah. Says Rashi, the ha'ina Amen achar shvuah kemoitz mepiv dami. If a person says, somebody says, I'm bashbia you, such and such and such, and then the person says Amen, then it's like he said the whole shvuah. Okay, that's the first way. The second thing, Amen boy kabbalas dvar. Sometimes amen means I'm accepting what you say and I agree to be mischayev. Rashi gives a dugma. Ha'imer lechaver. You go to your friend and you say, "I'm noshet tekaim li tanai kach v'kach." Right? I'm doing this on condition that you will do such and such. V'omer amen, and he says to you, "Amen." Kibel dvar. Then that's considered you accepted the deal. V'chayel kaim tanoi, and you have to keep what you said amen to. Third thing. Boy, amonas dvar. Amen could also be mamin, amonas dvar. Rashi says, what does that mean? Roy lanois amen al dvar tefila. That you should say amen on a tefila. Shehu l'shoin me'amin hadvar. It's a lashon of saying, I'm me'amin, which Rashi explains, sheyehei rotzoin, sheyehei emes kein. I'm saying, saying he rotzoin, that should be Hashem's will, that this should actually become the emes. Okay, I'll just mention Agav. We know that the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chavdal talks about answering amin to a bracha, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should have in mind that you're saying this is emes, this is true. So then the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that it depends what the bracha said. If the bracha said a fact, then like you say, Ata Kaddish, Hashem is Kaddish, then you go with the Shulchan Aruch that you have in mind amen, you say amen, you say it is true, Hashem is Kaddish. But if you say, let's say, Rofi Chayle Amo Yisrael, then the Magen Avraham says you should have in mind Yehi Rotzoin Sheyehei Zeh Emes. That the people should get better. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds in, and actually you should think both, because in that bracha it said two things. It said, Ushlachna, Refuah Shleima, so on. And it said, Roifei Chayle. So you should think both. So really, Rashi here said the Yehi Rotzoin one. Okay, so bottom line again. There's three types of Amen. There's one that when you say Amen, it's like you said it yourself, like by a Shavua. That it's like you said it yourself. That's called Amen by Shavua. The second kind of Amen is Kabbalas Devarim, that you're agreeing to accept on yourself the Chiyuv of whatever was made up between us. And the third Amen is Yehi Rotzoin, it should be the Emes. So then the Gemara says a pasuk for each one. Where's the pasuk that we see Amen is a Shavua? By the site, the Shavua, it says the Kohen v'Yishbia, Kohen v'Saisha. Then she says Amen, Amen. Rashi explains, it's like she said the Shavua. Then the Gemara says, where do you have a Amen? That means you're makabel to do, and that you're chayv to do the deal. This pasuk, Shenemar, Orur, Asher, Lo Yokim, Es Divrei HaTorah HaZois, Va'amar kalam amen. That's where you see the person is maskim to the chiyuv that's being put on him. So why does the Gemara need the last one? There's 11 of them, one after the next, right? That's the 11th. Every single one is, it says, va'amar kalam amen. Why does it say the 11th one? So it's different. The only one which is saying that I'm accepting myself to be mechuyev is the 11th one. Not the first 10. Now I'll explain a little more. So what's pshat in the first 10 amens? So like this. It says in the pasuk that they put 6 shvatim on Hagrizim and 6 shvatim on Harevel. And Rashi explains that Levi was down on the bottom. Levi was down in the bottom. Now, if you look in Rashi in the Mishnayis, on the Mishnah, where it says the story in Saita, Perek Zayin, Rashi says, the people on the mountains did not say any brachas or klalas. The Levim said everything. The people on the mountain just said, Amin, 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 right? And then it explains how they did it. First, they would say everything in Lashon Baruch, like they would say, Baruch, the one who doesn't do Avodah Zarah. And everyone say Amen. Then they'd say, Arur, if he does have a desire. And I'll say, Viter, the whole time. So the Mizrahi asks a kasha. But it says in the Chumash, Eile Yamdu Levorech Es Ha'am. Reuven, Shimon, and so on. So how is it that they're not doing the bracha? Doesn't it say in the pasuk they are?
The Israelim,
it says all the 6, the 12 Shvatim, right? It says the 6 of them will stand, Eile Yamdu Levorech Es Ha'am.
But they're saying Amen.
So very good. So we'll get there in a second. So first, the Mizrahi himself. Both of the mountains said Amen. Oh, so then why is it only 6, you mean?
I didn't think of that.
I don't know if this will answer that, Kasha. Okay, I hear that. Okay, so the Mizrahi says, you have to read it like Mesuras. Eile Yamdu, these people should stand on the mountain when Levi is Levorech Es Ha'am. You have to like stick in when Levi. It's a little bit not so good. There's another way I saw Ksava Kabbalah wants to say that you find li sometimes means, like he says, lifnois arev, which is the same thing as saying at the time le'es pnois arev. Sometimes li could be le'es. So you could read it eliyamdu le'es boricha'am, like li at the time of the boricha'am. But then he says the pshat he likes the best is no. The pshat is they are being mevorich the am, because kol ha'oine amen k'moitz ha'shvil mipiv dam. He brings that then that by saying amen is like you said it. So memele when Levi says it, then the am says amen, then they're being mevorich the am. So he says in words hayoitze from this pshat is that every Jew gave a bracha to anyone who keeps these things. And a kalala to anyone who doesn't. Because Levi said it, and everyone else said amen. So it's like everybody said it. That's, by here, you're Shiloh, then why is it only those ones and not the other ones? If everyone's saying amen, I don't know how to answer that. So, but the bottom line is the way he's learning the amen of the first ones, it's the amen of Kemoitzi Yishvua Mipiv Dami, not the Kabbalah's Devarim. Right? There's three ways. Either amen could be like you said it yourself, or amin could be Kabbalah's Dvarim, they're accepting the Chiyiv. Or amin could be Yehi Ratzon. So the first 10 amins are Kamoitzi Shvuah Mipiv Dami, according to that pshat. So that's Taka Veri Miduik in the Gemara. The only one which is the Kabbalah's Dvarim is the 11th one. Now the Radak, he says that the amin, of when the am says the amin over here, is like they're saying it's true. It's Haman is Devar. Like they're saying, you know, yes, it is true. Anyone who does this will get the Aror. But either way you go, the first 10 Amens are either Haman is Devar or Kemoitzi Shvuah Mipiv Dami. And that's why the Gemara only said the 11th one, because the 11th one is Taka Kabbalah's Devar. So that's what it comes out. That's why I think Pshat in Rashi, that he's, why he wrote those words, the Kiblu Aleh and Balu Shvu, he's trying to explain to you that here we're not talking about an aura of an Einish. That's not the point. The point is they're Mekabalit as an aura, as a Shvuas aura, like a Shvuas Ha'ala.
So shouldn't it backwards, because the Shvuas Ha'ala is the first of them, it's the first of the Amates. Right? The Shvuas is the first of the Amates.
The Gemara just, it's a brisa in general.
But so then what was the first 10?
The first 10, they're saying if a person does that, he's going to get a curse min hashamay. So everyone says, amen. So there's two ways to say, either mean.
But it can't mean that the Mekabal with the Shavuah.
No, they're not Mekabal anything with the Shavuah. They're not Mekabal. They're just saying, either they're saying, we believe that. It's true that everyone will get that, that we're giving the curse. Kamaitzi, call it. We're also cursing. I mean, we're also cursing him. It's one of those two, and either one of those two. And the last one is Kabbalah's Devar. And Mimela, once we have that, I think that answers the Ramban's Kasha and Rashi. The Ramban was reading Rashi just stand that it's saying anybody who breaks any mitzvah will get a curse. So he says, so then why doesn't it say a yaseh? But according to Rashi, Rashi's answering that to you. No, what it's saying is I'm accepting on me, like Rashi says, kiblua, I'm accepting on me all the Torah, a strong shvuah that if I break my Kabbalah, a'orer. It's a shvuas ha'ala. So that's why it says yakim. Because yakim means Kabbalah. It's the same as the Ramban. It doesn't say yaseh. It's not saying a punishment for not doing a mitzvah. It's saying I'm accepting the Torah with a strong Kabbalah that if I break the Kabbalah, then it's a Kabbalah shal'ala, shvuah shesh bo'ala. So, of course, it says Kabbalah. That's what it's saying. Yakim, Kabbalah. So, maybe that answers Pshat in Rashi.
Now the Kabbalah says, Eli Yamdu Nur. The six and the six is just the Yamdu. The Eli Yamdu Allah Kola. But the Elu, Omen, Omen, all of the Klai Yisrael participated in giving the Bracha or giving the Kola.
Okay, so how do we understand?
The six and six is just the Yamdu. because the Maisa they turn to Hagriz and they turn to Harevel.
Okay, so how are we going to explain though? It says he's saying me. What does it mean Levarich? Because when you say Amen, that's like you said the bracha
right.
From your mouth.
But it's going on the Yamdu though.
Oh, you mean these will stand
Levarich? They will stand, but
the other ones will be
Levarich
without Yamdu.
At the time of the bracha.
At the time of the bracha, because there's...
That's the Mizrachi's pshat.
That's the
Mizrachi's pshat. The Ksav HaKabbalah, in other words, you have one pshat, they should stand there at the time of the brach.
Right.
Okay, very good pshat. These people should stand on Agrizim at the time of the brach. But if you say, it means Levarich, they're going to give the brach. They're going to give because they're going to say Amen and it's going to
be... That's not the six of the six who are giving. They're just standing there at the time of everybody giving.
So how do you translate? Ela Yamdu.
Be the one that they're facing at the time.
When everyone
when the lady says the bracha, they should be facing them.
These should stand on our grizim to give the bracha.
Right.
The other people will give the bracha not standing on our grizim.
Right.
In other because I guess in the Levim also are saying the bracha. That's for sure. So you'll ask the Kasho, why does it say only those six? The Levim are also giving the bracha. The Teretz is, it means these six will give the bracha on Hagrizim.
Everybody's
saying Amen.
Everyone says Amen.
The brachas are all
Okay, so the bottom line is after the whole thing, what's coming out of this whole thing? Like this, that when it says Amen the first 10 times, there's two ways to explain the Amen. Either they're trying to, like Yitzhak Zayin, that they're giving the bracha, or they're saying Amen, it's true. And by the 11th one, it's Mefurshe Gemara and Shavuos, that the 11th one is different. It's a Kabbalah's Devarim, they're mechayev themselves to do it. They're mekabel the whole Torah. They're swearing that they will keep everything in the Torah, and it's a shvuas ha'ola, which means that is a strong shvua that if they break it, they get a curse.
What does that mean, break it?
They were already mekabel. That's when you break it. When a person doesn't keep it, that's called like breaking his kabbalah. He broke his kabbalah.
Not just merely saying he no longer is
Mekabel. Oh,
you mean if he would say, I'm no longer Mekabel.
He's a Kofer.
That's the Ramban, really.
Right,
that's really
the
Ramban.
The Kofer Ramban.
I don't know, maybe Rashi would agree to that too. That could also, but it's Masha from Rashi clearly, even if he just doesn't do it, it's also called breaking it too. So now, I want
to... That's not an individual, that's already Klai Yisrael. It is switching from singular to... Klai Yisrael, the Arurs.
Meaning...
ten are, if someone does this, if someone does that, if someone does that, then the last one is, Klai Yisrael is going to be Yakim.
It's still individual.
No, because it's a Shua that Klai Yisrael took.
But each person on his own.
Klai Yisrael took it,
but each one on his own.
It's like...
Every member of Klai
Yisrael. I mean, there's Arvus, but aside from that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, right. It is I'll get that in a second now, that it was a Klai Yisrael Dika Shavua.
Right.
But I think every person individually is like it says, he's Mushba Bayim. It goes on each Jew. Klai Yisrael made a Chiv on all Jewish people in Klai Yisrael. Like, look in the Gemara insight that says that now every Jew has 48 brisos, all 600,000 Jews, it says, like, you know, has this bris. So I want to just explain one question that comes up, though.
If I may just add, the error that's been in the Kobo, right, in the Spash, is that in addition to the Einish that's stipulated in the Torah itself for doing these abeiros?
Yeah, it looks like it's a shvua, another shvua. It's like a shvua on its own, right? It's a shvua besides for what it already said in all the parshiyos. It's a shvua sol. It's a shvua.
Besides the chorus, whatever else they get,
right?
Get
they're over on this too, on this shvua. Yeah, we'll see that very soon.
One time.
Yeah.
What an aura.
Yeah, what an aura is.
It's actually doing though from the Rashi in the beginning. He says that the six were there. Ve'elu ve'elu onu mamem chazav ha'avlo etc. V'chein kulam. Ad Arur Shavu Yakim. So Rashi clearly
says
the 10 they did this process until the last one.
But the
Chaz
is
Abi
Zalal.
The Pashup Chaz is
Abi Zalal. Yeah, well, so you can still stay with the Pasuk Pshat. Yeah. Yeah. So one question, though, is like this. Why then does the Gemara say that the Amen by Shvua, that's from the Saita? Right? Amen by Shvua, where do you have a case that by saying Amen it's like you swore? That's Saita. And Amen by Kabbalah Dvarim, that you're just accepting a Chiyuv, that's Arasha Lo Yakim. Now, but Rashi wrote that Kiblu Aleim Balo Shvua, so why isn't that Amen by Shvua? How do you explain that the one of the site that that's called Amin by Shavua, and the one that we're doing over here we call it Kabbalah Dvarim, Maishna, why don't you call this one Amin by Shavua? So for that I want to explain like this. It says in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Tes that Adam is usually Nemanani Surim, right? Like Chveis, Mashkiach, or whatever, can Ayach and Nemanani Surim, could say something's kosher. But if he's Choshed al Adover, if he himself eats Treif, Einoi Me'ide, right? He can't be an aid to say the food's kosher. So the Shulchan Aruch says, and even if the person makes a Shvua that the food is kosher, he's still not Neman. So the Shach says, Taka why? So why wouldn't the Shavua work? Zok the Shach, he is Choshed on a Shavua. Because every mitzvah is Mushba Vo'im in the Me'ar Sinai. So Memela, he broke a Shavua, so he's Choshed on a Shavua. That's the Shach. So the Taz, and you're there in Simin Beis, he asked the Kasha, he says, if that's true, I have a Kasha, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if a guy swore falsely, he's pasul eidus. But if a guy was over a different avera, some other avera, so it depends. If it's malchus, if it's avera shaloikin aleha, then he goes into his pasul eidus because it says al tashdiyar chayim rasha. But if it's avera shein b'malchus, he's kosher eidus. Avetepik lei, he was over on the Shavua.
Well, just like the one about Metzia, when it says Chashan Momen and Chashan Shavua, same thing.
Because people don't they don't realize it.
Right.
You're saying because in Echanam, he was a Talmud Chacham and he knew, okay, but most people don't think of that.
Right.
Okay, I hear. But say a better Kasha. Chazanish says, I don't know why Taz didn't write the Kasha, so he says, why is there such a thing in the world as an Aveira which doesn't have Malkus? Every single Avera, you could give Masra for making a Shua Sheker. So why is there any Avera left?
The thing by myself, to him.
Why he'll do when he does the thing wrong, when he does the wrong thing.
Shua, he didn't take the by Shua, he'll get Malkus on Shua when he break the Shua. Because he said it. Right? Because the Swasa.
Oh no! Well, that's when the when the Avera is saying a lie, which like he swears I didn't eat and he ate. But if the other way around, let's say he says a shavua I won't eat, then he does. That's the mice right there.
If he says they will and he does it, it's abd.
Right then. Right, and there are anyways. It's takein bo mice in that case. But in case where he says, I won't, and he does, and eats a kikar, then it's a regular lafshavah, isha shumaisa. So any guy who eats anything, even if it's a essay or something, he does anything wrong now, or he does any maise, which is usher in the Torah, he should get malchus because he's made a shavua.
That's all the person himself.
Very good. So zok bechazani, but then you have... Don't forget, but it says Mushbava Amin, right? It does say Mushbava Amin by Arsinai. Right. So what's going on here? Oh, so you're right. That's the answer is
under duress.
Why? I mean, because he wants to do the Avera. That's not a... Then every Avera would be under duress. So the Chazanish says, which, like, you see, says there's a Shvua that you make with your own mouth, which is loisi shava bishmila sheker, which you get malchus. Then there is a bris, he calls. He says, it says the word, it says in Nidorim, and Daf Chafei, that Moshe Rabbeinu took all the Yidin, brings the psukim from Nitzavim. And he says, I'm being mashbia all of you. That you should keep the whole Torah. And the Gemara has all these ribuim, everything, even Moshe, Yitzchad, Shu, Seifrim. And he was mashbia everybody. And it says in the Pasuk, Lo itchem levadchem, also me, who's not, es asher yeshno poi, v'asher einenu poi. Everybody's in this Shavua, right? That Shavua is not the Shavua which you're overlays to Shavu b'shemid la'sheker for the Doiris Haboim. The Doiris Haboim are not going to get that law of Lois Shavu b'shemid la'sheker. It's just the bris. It's just the bris. That's all it is.
So why is
Ein Shavua Chal al Shavua? What do you mean?
Because if I make the Shavua,
you mean when the Gemara says, when the Gemara says, then the Gemara says Mushba Bo, you mean. So Chazanish says, which is, he's not the first one, he already, the Prima Gaudim and the Rabbi Nuit already say, that when the Gemara uses that expression, Mushba Bo Imid Hu Mehar Sinai, it's just a Lashon Balma. The Gemara really means the real essay. It doesn't mean the Shavua. It, when the Gemara says, there's a famous question, whenever it says in the Gemara these words, Mushba v'oimed hu mehar Sinai.
So every time he makes a Shavua, it's become a mitzvah, do not do a mitzvah.
Right, so the Gemara says, it's not chal, because Mushba v'oimed hu mehar Sinai. What the Gemara really means is, ein lav chal alav. Like if, let's say, he makes a Shavua, I won't eat nevela. The Gemara means, the lav of Shavua can't chal on top of the lav of nevela. Even though the Gemara's lashon is you can't do it because it's mush bavoimed, zokter lav davka, which is word for word what the Prima Gaudim says in Psicha Tilchas Pesach, that when the Gemara says mush bavoimed mehar Sinai, who don't think it means shvua, like there's like a shvua of leisit shavu mishal sheker, it's a lashon, it means you're anyways, it's like a nice lashon to use, neifalashon, you're saying a shvua, so it says shvua is not chal a shvua. What it really means is the shvua can't chal on the lav of leisechel nevela. But the thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did over there was not a real shvua that you're over the lav of leisit shavu bishmila sheker, it's just a bris.
Wasn't a lashon
of
then? All those rules apply.
Meaning,
it's
right by a klolus it is chal. So okay. So what would you? So I don't follow.
So the general lav of shvuah. Why is it a chal on the veil?
You mean a shvuah? Let's say I won't eat other things too. It is chal. The gemara says.
The shvuah itself that was made.
The Shavua, which Shavua? What Moshe Rabbeinu? The love that Hashem said. Hashem said, Lo yiseich nevela. Okay. So there's the love. Okay. Now I swear.
So we're unrelated to the Shavua that was made of the Har Sinai.
Right. The Har Sinai Shavua wouldn't block anything. That's what he says. The Shavua of Har Sinai can't block anything. It's not a real Shavua. It's not a real love. So that's not what the Gemara was referring to in these Gemaras. The Gemara was referring to the lav itself. And this is just the bris. Now, just to explain a minute, what is this bris thing? So this, we have to know, there's a kuntres from the Ramban. The Ramban wrote a kuntres called Mishpat Acherin. And he talks about the whole idea of what a manhig can put on an om, or what the om as a whole can put on the om. So he says, if I don't remember all the details when you need the magi and the or just the but when the is mekabel something, they have the power to make the whole keep this for generations to come as well. And he gives three rayas from Tanakh. Number one is this thing mamish that Moshe Rabbeinu did, that he said, Lo itchem levadchem, ela es ashiyashnoi ve es ashiyinenu. So from here you see, what's he doing? How's he getting everyone to keep what he's saying? So you see that since it's the manigom, there's a thing called being like mekabalit on the for viter. The second maramokam he gives is Megillus Esther. Kiblu kimu ve kiblu ayhudim aleim ve al zaram ve al kol anil ve maleim ve lo yavar li yoseisim eshnei yomim. So how do they do it? So he says that's the second raya. And his third raya is by Pilegesh Begiva, that it says that they all swear that none of our descendants will ever let anyone marry into Binyamin. So you see that when it's the whole they can make a Kabbalah that's binding on Viter. So that's this bris thing. But it's not the love of Lisa Shova Bishmila Sheker. Oh, so Mimela the Chazanish Firzai, so according to what I'm saying, it's really Hadrakusha Leduchta. Because if this guy eats treif, so he was over on treif, he was also over on the bris, but he wasn't over on Loisi Shalva Bishmela Sheker. So Mimela, that's why he's still kosher latus, because he didn't over that. But then he should be Naaman on the Shavuot. So why can't he be a Mashgiach? In other words, Hadrakusha Leduchta, why can't he make a real Shavuot that the food is kosher? He never, he's not chashited for that. So the Chazanisha, Pashat Ezach, but it's like, he says, there is no such din in the world that if you swear something is something that he's trusted. There is no such din. There's a din, Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. If you're an honest person, you're an Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, that's Neman. But if he's a chashid, he's not an Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. So he wants a substitute. Okay, I'm a nobody, I'm a chashid, but my shvua should be Neman. There is no such thing that shvua, that you can rely on the shvua.
No. It's his word. It's his word.
Well, he's swearing, and he doesn't swear falsely.
Can this person be an Eidah? Can this person be
Mechayev Shvuah? Mechayev Shvuah. You don't have to be much to be Mechayev Shvuah. I'm saying any guy in the street can say, you owe me $100. Oh, you mean an Eidah to be Mechayev Shvuah? I guess not. You mean he ate treif? Well, the din, we know that the din is for becoming puzzle as an aid. You either have to be a chamos, a money thing, or a rush
alav.
One of those two things. Otherwise, yeah. So that's how the Chazanish answers the kasha, right? Which is really the same thing as I always used to say. Let's say a guy wants to be believed, so for whatever reason, he's not a good aid echad misurim. So he says, I'll eat some of it myself, and then you'll see it's true. It doesn't work. There's no such thing. There's eid echad misurim. You can't use your own shtickle Torah as how to say that you should prove that it's true. That's basically what he's saying. Oh, so now, after kol advarim ha'ele, we can understand the Gemara in Shavuos very well. The Gemara in Shavuos said that there's Amen, which is saying a Shavuah. Where we see that by the Saita. And there's an Amen of Kabbalas Devarim, that you're accepting the Chiyuv. That's the case of our Parsha. So the Kasha was, but by our Parsha it's also a Shavuah. So, Maishna, the answer is Pashat. By the Saita, she needs to say a Shavuah. A real Shavuah, which has to be Yotzei Mipiv. So over there, you see, when she says Amen, that's considered that she said it. Masha ain't Cain in our parsha. You don't have to say it. How about all the people that are in our generation? We didn't say it. And the truth is that even the people, not everyone showed up at Hargrizim either. Because Tosfos brings on Yerushalmi that only the soldiers from Reuven and Gad were there at the time that they did this. But the rest of them were still back home in the cities of Eivar Yarden, and Yerushalmi says that they weren't there. So the Shal, so how did they get in? It was the same day they were crossed over, and they all weren't there. So how do they all get in? The Teretz is, because this is the Ramban's thing of Shavuos Ha'am. If the nation accepted it, so you're like Gora, then the people are going to be born next generation. Who's called the Am? Chveis, Roiv, and you need the Nasi, and whoever it is. But then there's no din that each and every person has to say it out of his mouth for this Shavuot to happen. So the pshat is you have to accept it. That's how this bris works. You accept the bris. So even though it says the words Ola and Shavuah in Rashi, but it's not referring to the lav of Lishi Shavu Bishmila Sheker in Rashi. That's not what this is. This is a bris. And a bris doesn't work with saying it in your mouth. It's that the Om accepted it. Memela, that's called Kabbalas Devar. It's not the same kind of Shavuah as the Saita where she needs a real Shavuah. So Memela, the Lashin is very good. Okay, that's the first half of what I would say, or the first two-thirds. That's the Rashi. That's what he means when he says, Kiblu Aleim, Balu Shavuah. That's Pshat in the Gemara and Shavuos.
What's the practical application of
And if a guy said, I didn't say amen, so no, he's not going to get punished. He didn't.
Also, that's what we're just saying, that even if he didn't say it, it's an it's a chiv on the whole
Yes, he's going to get punished anyway. So what's the practical... What's the practical application?
That everyone's going to get punished. That's the thing. If not...
Right. And if we know they're going to get punished, so... What's the use? So why do you need this?
Are you asking me?
Why is it important to have the whole? You're gonna get punished anyway.
Because of the law? What's the difference
for
the law already?
What did it accomplish?
It's always
you're saying basically all the brisim. What did it accomplish? There's three of them. There's one in Har Sinai. Another one they did Arvas Moyev, another one Har Gizim. What do you gain by any of them? Anyways,
you did something, it's allowed, you're over it, you're going to get punished.
So what's the name of the Kabbalah?
What's the practical?
Two chakrases.
Great.
Well,
it's
not going to be a chakras.
It's a shagig.
It's not going to be a chakras.
We said
it's just a bris.
It's
just the bris.
But the first one's easy.
No,
the first one you needed Har Sinai.
Just to,
okay.
To Mekabel.
To get into it.
Everyone should be Mekabel.
Right. That's the third one.
In Har Gizim was Arvus.
Right.
So it was only for Arvus, though? It doesn't seem. It seems like it was...
Arvus or
I mean, I'll, how about all the places where the Gemara says, let's say, Lav or Lav Bishnei Lav. What's that going to do? So the answer must be that we're not talking about your guy on the street who doesn't care much and you just tell him, can't do, could do, I don't care, right? Obviously, the Torah thinks that there are people that do care, and if it says five times in the Pasuk, I mean, like, let's say Rashi says, the Torah says many times this thing to be mazur very much. So what's all that for? Okay, fine, for being somebody. But it's also, Rashi says, because it's stronger. It's stronger.
Emphasis.
It seems that the a serious yid will be more serious if he knows that he.
What's his name? Yechiel's nephew, Shim Meshisa. That much I won't do. I'll do this much, but that such kulahai I'm not going to do. It makes it so much worse. If I'm over on more things, it's like wow, that's too much for me already.
Okay, I mean, you see the Torah says, yeah, you see all the Torah says, Lav Bishnei Lav, a bris is a real thing.
It's a deal.
Sometimes you get double malchus, but sometimes you really don't even.
Yeah.
And still it says, yeah, I don't have anything better to say. Maybe it's better, but I don't know it.
Saying Lashon Hara and Shul, so much worse.
Right, you see these kind of things. Right, there is Kanir, all these things are make a ration. Okay, there's probably more specific thing that each thing does. I don't know. Now I want to say over on Rashi's example of Kabbalah's Devarim. Rashi said, Amen is Kabbalah's Devarim. What's the example Rashi gives? A man says to his friend, I'm giving you this, or I'm doing something on Tanai, al Tanai. So if you answer Amen, you have to keep the Tanai. Zok de Gilian Ashas, Zok de Bikveger, I don't get Rashi's example at all. There's no such thing. If you say to somebody, Chves, any Tanai, you are Mekudeshes, Li, al Tanai, that you give me $100. You don't have to give $100. It's optional. You give the $100 if you want the Kiddushin, or you don't give the $100 if you don't want the Kiddushin. So why did Rashi say that Chayev, Rashi's words were, let's say the Rashi again, Ha'oimer l'chaveroi, al-menas sh'tekayim li-tanai, kach v'kach, v'omar amen, kibol devor, v'chayev l'kayim t'noi. Since when do you have to keep the Tanai? That's not how Tanai works. If I won't keep it, I'll have to give it back. So Rabbi Kiviger says, Elamai Rashi means that if I want to keep it, I have to do it. So Zok Rabbi Kiviger, that's not Gupshan Rashi either. Because even if the guy didn't agree, he'll have to do it in order to keep it. Let's say the guy didn't say amen, right? I tell you, here, you can have this thing, I'll deny that you give me $100. And I don't say amen. I'm going to have to give you the $100 also to keep. So where what does Rashi mean that the amen makes me have to do it? There's no place for Rashi's words to
chal. Case. He gives $100, then he comes back and later says, listen, I want my $100 back unless you do so and so. The guy says, okay.
Okay, so now, so one second. But how did that work? I gave you $100 and I didn't say anything. It's too late now. Too late now.
Comes later and he says,
I changed my mind. I want it back.
Unless you do such and such, and the guy says, okay.
So I don't think he has to keep it. I don't think he has to keep it. So, I changed my mind. I'm not doing it. Now, what are you going to do to me?
No, that's
I'm saying, if let's say I give you $100, right? Then I come back 10 minutes later. No, I want it back unless you do this. And the guy goes, okay. So then 10 minutes later, he goes, no, not okay. How could I stop him now? I'm saying, he just said he'll do it, and now he won't do it. So what could be the case of Rashi? That's what Rabbi Kvager says. He has a kasha. What could be the case of Rashi? So I have a good shot for Rashi, I think. Basically, I'm just saying over a ktsais, which the ktsais is really just saying over a Rashi. There's a case in the Gemara in Yevamos. There was a guy who was giving a hard time. He wasn't giving chalitza. So they fooled him. They told him, tell her, I'm giving you chalitza only on condition, al tanai, that you have to give me 200 zuz. Right? And if you won't give me 200 zuz, the chalitza's off. Okay, make a tanai with her. So the guy fell for it, and he gave her the chalitza with the tanai, and then they told him, fooled you, the chalitza is chal no matter what, because the tanai is puzzle, because there's a rule, there's no tanai by chalitza. Because it's a dover she'ef shalakai ma'ideh shliach, it's one of the hilchos tanai, there's no tanai by chalitza, so the chalitza is good anyway. So then the Gemara says that the Amora said to her, but you have to give him the $200. So the Rashba asks on the Gemara, why? It was optional, right? The guy said, if you want the chalitza, give the $200. If you don't want the chalitza, don't give the $200, right? That's how he writes there, Beferish. Every Tanai is optional. It's up to the guy to decide which way he wants it to go. If he wants it to happen, he'll do it. If he doesn't want it, so why can't she say, I don't want the chalitza? Right? Well, the grant of the chalitza will happen anyways, because that's her hilchos tanai. But what's making her give the $200 to this guy? You know, she doesn't want the deal. As they fix the Rashba.
She wants the chalitza.
Yeah, she'll say she doesn't want the chalitza. She'll say, no, I don't want the chalitza. I'm saying, you know, go prove me. I don't want the chalitza. I really want to marry you. I want Yibum better. I don't want the chalitza. Now what are you going to do? Oy, chaval, the chalitza's chal. Okay, so what can I do? Sorry for me.
He didn't want to give it. So Chachamim had to trick him.
Right, they tricked him. But she did. But how do you get her to give the $200 back?
That's already happened.
Now she'll say, no, I don't want the chalitza. You know, change my mind. Don't want it. So Zok de Rashba, shots like this. If you do a thing which is a tanai, but the tanai can't work, like by chalitza, then it turns into a schiris. Then the tanai turns into I'm hiring you. Meaning that what the guy is really saying to her is, this is going to cost you $200. Even if you use the word al-tanai, but what you're saying is, I'll do chalitza, but for $200. Yeah? So Mimela, that's the chargement for his services. Service charges is $200. So even though he said the word al-tanai, but when the tanai fails, it becomes into a schiris. That is the That is the Rashba's Terence. So the Ketzos broadens this Rashba, and he says that it comes out an unbelievable thing. That any time that you make a Tanai with anybody, so if the Tanai was made properly, then it's optional, right? Because I could either do the Tanai and make the deal go through, or not do it and the whole deal falls apart. But if the guy goofed in his Tanai and he did anything wrong in the Tanai, then it's automatically fixed. It turns into a schirs. So he says, L'moshel. He says, let's say you say, here's the famous Tanai everyone does, right? Tanai, Eser Galmanos L'Hachzer. Right? So if you do the Tanai properly, then if the guy will give you back the Eserig, the thing worked. If he doesn't do L'Hachzer, the whole thing didn't work and he wasn't Yaitse. If the guy said the Tanai improperly, then what happens is that it's your Eserig, but you owe an Eserig back. That's what he says. So in Cain, that could be what Rashi's talking about. The guy, when Rashi said the word al-tanai, al-menas, he wasn't talking about al-menas, mitzad, tanai kafel, you know, like that. No, he didn't make it tanai kafel. One of the rules is tanai kafel. He didn't say tanai kafel. He is saying this Rashba, like the story in the Yevamos. Al-menas, shetit ni l'masayim zuz. So the pshat is, it's basically, I'm making up a thing with you. I'll do this service. Rashi doesn't say what he was doing. He doesn't give the mashal. Let's say the guy says, I'll harvest your wheat. Al-minos, that you give me $200. That's the kind of al-minos Rashi's talking about. And Mimela, if the guy says, Amen, he accepted the deal. So it's mitzad zchiris. Read over the Rashi again. Ha'oimer l'chaveroi al-menas she'tekayim li t'nai kach v'kach. So it definitely gives you impression that the guy is making like a t'nai, like a proper hilchas t'nai. But maybe Rashi didn't really mean mitzad hilchas t'nai. He meant like some kind of thing that I made up with the person. I said, I'll do this for you, but I'll on condition that you will do this for me. And it wasn't mitzad hilchas t'nai, it was mitzad hilchas schiris. And memela, since you accepted the schiris, then that's it. You've got to keep the deal. And that way, it could be miyashiv, the kashiv, or mikveger, or it could be the case in Rashi. Okay, that's
sorry, I couldn't... I was planning on going to that chasana.
Really sparsely attended. I'm so happy I went.
Oh, yeah? You're
My mother was being driving.